In the spirit of Indigenous reconciliation, from the Eldwick Arts Center in Sydney,
broadcasting to the Cape Breton Regional Municipality,
this is CKOA-FM, the Coast, 89.7 Cape Breton.
Coast 89.7, Rod Stewart, Maggie May. Hey, welcome into the 50th anniversary show. Phil Thompson here, just after 12 noon, lunch hour, and I promised you to have Bill McNeil on here at some point. And I appreciate the fact that when I went to Bill with the idea of doing a 50th anniversary show, he said, yeah, do whatever you want. Play whatever you want. Doesn't matter. It's community radio, so you can do whatever you want. Boy, I never had that freedom before. But listen, Bill McNeil is here, general manager of the Coast, and we appreciate you coming on and talking. Maybe tell everybody, let's go way back where we met, actually, which was 1977.
I think it was 77. Yeah. Not to say you're old, and I'm not as old, but you were working full-time at CJCB, and I was still in high school.
Yeah.
And in all seriousness, Phil was one of the great voices of CJCB that I was listening to growing up, listening to Fred and Phil, and earlier than that, Freeman Roach, and loved the idea of radio. I wasn't planning to go into radio, but then you showed me that radio could be a very lucrative business.
Very misleading advertising.
Very misleading by sending a young man to go get a hot dog and a coffee at the Metropolitan Store in Glace Bay.
Yeah. Put that on my bill.
Yeah, yeah. Not knowing that you probably had a deal with the store.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the manager said, put everything on my bill. I said, okay.
But no, seriously, I have to say thank you, first of all, because you let a kid hang around and watch what radio was about. And yeah, I got into it. And I think it was, I started at CKBW in Bridgewater, but my heart was still in Cape Breton, and I drove Norris Nathanson crazy just about every weekend to hire me. And then, lo and behold, I kind of gave up on that. You know, I was thinking, nah, he's never going to call me. And one day he calls in Bridgewater and says, hey, we're going to launch a country station. Would you like to come in and help set it up and be music director? And I was like, yeah. And it's very similar to your story. Was knowing Norris, I said, when do I start? And he goes, right away.
Right away.
And I was like, I can't do that. Because if I go there and you don't like me, I got to go back and knock on the door at CKBW. So, and they had treated me extremely well. Wonderful people down there. Worked with great folks like Jim Corbett and Bob McLaren and Gary Richards. They were just wonderful mentors. And but I arrived in 81. At CKPE, and we launched what was called Cape Country, and it was quite a ride. I was there till 93, and then left radio for 10 years, got into the music industry, and had a lot of fun with that. Worked with Bruce Guthrie in the early days, and did a number of albums, produced a number of albums and so on for other folks. And then after working in the music industry for a while, I'm like, why are the stations not playing our local artists anymore? You know, it was really tough to break in and get them played. And so a group of us sat around, I think it was after ECMA's 2000, and, you know, there was Max McDonald, Joella Foles, Dave Reynolds, Ralph Dillon, and myself, and I'm probably leaving some folks out, and I apologize if I do, just saying maybe we should have our own radio station that specializes in playing Cape Breton music. And I said, well, maybe we should have a radio station that specializes in playing Cape Breton music, East Coast music, and we'll see where it goes from there. But focus on local. And so they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. So we all had this wonderful idea, but everybody was so busy. And they kind of off in their own direction. And I was kind of left going, well, what happened to the radio station idea? So I went in and I talked with them and I said, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to run with this. And I think we had done a fundraiser, Radio Free Cape Breton, we called it. And we had about $3,000 sitting in an account. And they said, we'll give you that. You start a development office. You work on a business plan. And we'll support you whatever way we can. And so we put together a board of directors in 2003, established a cooperative. And then we started doing special event broadcasts for the Coast. We weren't CKOA FM yet. We weren't CRTC licensed. We were Industry Canada license, which meant that we set up a radio station every 28 days.
Wow.
Just in different locations. And I can tell you, my experience was, you have an experience cold till you're on the roof of the Civic Center in February putting up an antenna.
Wow.
The wind off Sydney Harbor. Unreal. Yeah. And So we started with that, but we started to get some response, and that was the whole idea of the 50-watt station, was to introduce what East Coast music and a radio station like that could be. And people were like, wow, you know, you guys should have more power. And I mean, we still hear that today. I wish people would understand just how difficult it is to raise money and to put equipment in place and and whatnot. But eventually, I applied to the CRTC, did the business plan, and did the application. And in 2007, we attended hearings in Sydney, a member too, actually. And lo and behold, December 3rd, 2007, the Coast CKOA was granted on air. And we started broadcasting then at 6,000 watts, which is actually quite significant for a community station across Canada.
Well, I mean, it's been a long road, no question.
Oh, yeah.
And I came back into the picture. It was 2015, received a layoff notice, and I took a severance package and left the station I've been with for 40 years, which was pretty tough to do. And I thought, well, okay, I'm not sure. I was 58. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do. But lo and behold, Bill McNeil calls me within 3 months and says, listen, I got this idea. I think, would you like to come back to radio and do be program director of the Coast? We've got new facilities that will be opening at the Elderwood Arts Center, a cultural center here in Sydney in the North End. And he said, I'd like to, you know, bring you on board and full-time job and benefits. And I said, yeah, okay, we're going to jump with it. It was like going back in time again to put together a radio station. I remember coming in this building and working here by myself for 3 months.
Yeah.
Working on the format and the music. What are we going to sound like? And that was what we're putting together, is what the sound we have right now, which is pretty comparable to the way the Coast started. With the focused on East Coast music, right?
Yeah, it's you know, you don't really reinvent the wheel.
No,
what we've done, I think, is kind of pay tribute to what CJCB did in its heyday of what we would call in the industry block programming.
Yeah,
so you weren't tied into just one genre. You know, you could have a country show, you could have the up-tempo morning show, you could have the easy listening midday show, and and then the evening was the rock show. And you probably worked every one of those shifts point or not. But that's what we wanted to do. And I always felt that those listeners were still there, you know, those listeners that grew up with that kind of radio that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we built the Coast around and expanded on. And then, you know, and I mean, you and I have been friends since 81 when I arrived. We hit it off, and just it was great to have yourself come here and with your experience. And I have to say, it's, you know, I'm proud of the fact that we established the Coast 89.7. I'm probably even more proud of the fact that we've been able to salvage radio jobs.
Yeah.
In the market.
At one time, there were some volunteers too, right?
Oh, still volunteers.
But now we have paid employees.
We have paid employees. We're probably, maybe outside of CBC, the largest employer in radio in Cape Breton now.
Yeah.
But we also have volunteers. And I would also like to point out the fact that every staff member technically is a volunteer as well. When you hear us call radio bingo, or you see us out doing certain things, you know, and the office staff as well work volunteer hours as well. Yeah. So it's a real commitment and a real team effort, and it's been quite a ride so far. But, I mean, 50 years on the air for you, that's really quite a milestone.
I thank the Coast for giving me that opportunity, because I had thought things were going to end at 40, and then all of a sudden this new opportunity come up. I always believed when one door closes, another one opens.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, and that's exactly what happened in my case. So I've been very, very fortunate. We want to give a shout out to a special guy who has supported this station for many, many years.
Yeah, yeah.
And
for sure.
He's in Glace Bay.
Yeah. He happens to be the vice president of our board of directors currently,
that's right,
too. Yeah. Blair Slade.
Blair Slade.
A big supporter of what we do. A big listener. And not just a supporter, but he listens all the time, which we really appreciate, too. And he he's been a big part of your 50th anniversary celebration here because...
he's paid for everything.
He's looking after
paid
all
for all the food.
All the goodies out there.
All the goodies. So, Blair, thank you so much, man. Yeah. I'll tell you, he's such a great supporter of the local community.
He really is. Yep. He gets it. And, you know, his actions speak so loudly about supporting community for sure.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thanks again for coming on and telling us a little bit of history about the coast and special, like I said, this special day. We got some more things we want to do through this afternoon. So thanks again for everything you've done for me.
Thank you.
And also, I want to mention, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction that's coming up June the 18th, and an event not to be missed. I mean, this is such a big, big part of the music industry here. CB Mike has put on at Center 200, and this year they're going to honor you as one of the builders, and rightly so. I mean, you've been there right from the early days of putting this whole thing together and making it work.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's quite an honor, and certainly appreciate that. And to go in with the likes of Buddy McMaster and Alistair McGilvery's song, Phil Myra, and Gordy Sampson, quite an honor. Also, I do want to tell folks, and we get along extremely well with CBC Cape Breton.
Yeah, we do.
That you are going to be on with Wendy Bergfeld later on today, I think around 5 or a little after 5 on CBC, to talk about your 50 years in radio as well.
Yep.
So, thank you to Wendy for extending that invitation.
That's right.
Great folks over there.
CBC have always been very supportive of community radio, and I appreciate all their support. I think we have some things to do, and we'll come back, okay? Stay with us here on the coast.
Hi, yes, folks. This is Dan McClellan from Jim Sampson Volkswagen down at the Action Corner, 132 Townsend Street in downtown Sydney. What a month. We have rates as low as 0% right across our entire model lineup. And you know what, folks? That's not all. This month, enjoy a complimentary 3-year maintenance package on all of our SUVWs. So we're talking Taos, Tiguan, Atlas, and Atlas Crossport. And folks, enjoy more basic warranty than Honda, Nissan, Toyota, Ford, GM, and Chrysler, with available warranties up to 10 years. But again, the big news for the month of May, rates as low as 0% right across our entire model lineup, and enjoy a complimentary 3-year maintenance package on all of our SUVWs. So give us a call today, 902-539-1610. You can check out our entire inventory, which is updated daily on our website at jimsampsonvw.ca, but we'd love to see it. Come on down to the Action Corner, 132 Townsend Street in downtown Sydney.
The Coast 89.7 presents a night of Cape Breton's finest country music. A celebration of the island's deep roots in country music, past, present, and future, featuring Robert Bouchard, plus Aaron Lewis, Jocelyn Hines, the Turbo Brothers, Howie McDonald, and Kimberly Frazier. Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 at the Savoy Theater. Tickets on sale at the box office, 902-842-1577, or online, savoytheater.com. For furnace service, repairs, and installations, oil tank replacement, hot water heaters, and more, turn to Hickey & Link Oil Burner Service. Did you know that seasonal maintenance and cleaning of your heating equipment ensures efficient operation and saves you money all year long? Hickey & Link carries and installs Kerr Controls heating product, assuring quality and efficiency no matter the size of the job, and they offer financing on heating equipment. For details, stop by Hickey & Link Oil Burner Service, 106 Commercial Street in Dominion, or call 902-849-5737.
Hey honey, I'm on my way. See you soon.
To listen again, press 1.
Hey honey, I'm on my way. See you soon.
To listen again, press...
Hey honey, I'm on my way. See you soon.
To listen...
Hey honey, I'm on my way. See you soon.
When you lose someone, the first thing you forget about them is their voice. With your help, we can prevent more lives from being silenced. Mad Canada. No alcohol. No drugs, no victims. Find out more at mad.ca.
The countdown is on!
Good morning, Phil. Wow, 50 years in radio. Phil Thompson, first-class broadcaster and involved in our community for 50 years. Wow, that's pretty rare milestone in any endeavor. Congratulations, Phil, on 50 great years. All the best, my friend.
Here they come. Boys in the bright white sports car, waving their arms in the air. Who do they think they are? And where did they get that car? They're
Weather on the Coast, brought to you by The Detail Shop. Permashine your vehicle with Diamond Coat Paint Sealant from The Detail Shop. Diamond Coat protects and maintains that showroom shine. Professional quality service and attention to detail since 2001. The Detail Shop, 180 Prince Street, Sydney. Phone 902-564-1656.
Yep. Get a hold of Peter. Shine up your car. Great place. Mainly sunny today. Chance of a shower, high 11. Low tonight of 4. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a high near 15. Cooler along the coast. Friday, periods of rain, high of 8. Currently, it is still back at 8 degrees.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
There's a sound that defines classic rock. A pure stroke of energy that's clear, strong, and unstoppable. 98.3 Max FM and Classic Albums Live present AC/DC's Back in Black. Hear all the hits from this amazing album and more. It's the seventh studio album for Australia's AC/DC, recorded in 1980 and dedicated to the late Bon Scott. The album selling over 50 million plus worldwide. Note for note, cut for cut, Classic Albums Live, Back in Black. Wednesday, April 6, 8 p.m. at the Member 2 Training Convention Center. Tickets on sale, 539-2300. Reserve cabaret seating for 19 or older. This is not a tribute. This is an amazing reproduction of the album as you heard it. Reserve your seat or table now as Cape Breton's classic rock station, Max 98.3, brings you Classic Albums Live. AC/DC's Back in Black, April 6th at the Member 2 Training Convention Center. The Cape 94.9 presents Classic Albums Live, Rumors, Fleetwood Mac. Still on the top 10 best albums of all time. Hear the complete album and more, note for note, cut by cut, performed by Classic Albums Live. Tuesday, October 1st, 8 p.m. at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center. Cabaret seating for 19 or older. Tickets to the box office, 539-2300. Rumors, Fleetwood Mac, performed by Classic Albums Live and presented by the Cape 94.9, the island's greatest hits. It's 1971. The Rolling Stones are riding high on the charts with the release of their 11th studio album, the first time we see the Tongue and Lips logo. And this album comes with a zipper, created by legendary Andy Warhol. 98.3 Max FM and Classic Albums Live present The Rolling Stones'
Sticky Fingers.
Wednesday, November 14th, 8 p.m. at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center. Doors open at 7. Reserve cabaret seats on sale now. The Member 2 Trading Convention Center box office, 539-2300. Sticky Fingers. Hear it cut for cut, note by note. Performed by Classic Albums Live. The Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers, from side one to the end of side two, plus other great Stones classic hits. Don't miss another Classic Albums Live show. The Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers, Wednesday, November 14th at the Member 2 Training Convention Center.
Okay, we're back 12:31 here at the Coast on the 50th anniversary show. Want to tell you a story about the power of radio. I've told the story quite a few times, but this one really takes the case when I think of radio back in the 1980s. We were doing a number of Sky Show promotions, sending people to see Madonna and Springsteen and all the big artists. We send them to Toronto. And this one is the Bruce Springsteen. We started that promotion. And what we do is you call in to qualify, get your name in the draw. And we got a call one morning from the phone company, MTNT, before it was now Bell. And they said, we've got a problem with your 539-5900 number. We have some problems with equipment overheating and burning out. This was analog equipment they're using, of course, at the time. And what are you doing over there? And Norris said, well, the only thing we're doing is a Bruce Springsteen Sky Show promote. Well, you have to remove it from the air. And Nora said, no, we're not going to remove it. We're going to keep the promotion on. Well, then we're going to remove your phone lines, then we'll take all the phone lines out of the station. And Nora said, try it. So anyway, there was the white flag went up, a truce. And what they decided to do, the phone company said, okay, what we're going to do is change the exchange because we want to do away with 539. It's now 595. that's why we came up with that new exchange, because of that one promotion and the power of radio for people to qualify to win that contest. Amazing! That's an amazing story when you think of it, that the phone company would come up with a solution to say, well, we'll change the exchange. So Cheer Radio and CJCB both went to 595, all for radio stations only at that time. And of course, now it's pretty well everywhere. Just amazing story, and I tell that every time because I just, you know, can't get over the power of radio at that particular time. Okay, got to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
The ECMAs are coming May 20th to 24th, and Cape Breton musicians are nominated. Here is an ECMA artist profile for Jamie Fontaine, presented by Kenny's Pizza.
As the sun stretches longer over Cape Breton, he rolls down the window and smells summer coming alive. She doesn't feel like cooking. No one does. That's when Kenny's Pizza steps in. 13 locations across Nova Scotia, ready with more than just pizza. Daily lunch specials keep things easy. And the legendary Slice and Pop, 4 delicious slices to choose from, keeps things exciting. He smiles, she relaxes. Dinner solves itself. Kenny's Pizza, locally owned and operated.
Jamie Fontaine is an emerging Canadian country artist out of Cape Breton who bridges the gap between traditional country roots and modern influences with a passion for storytelling. Born and raised on island, Jamie grew up surrounded by music, drawing inspiration from both classic country legends and contemporary Nashville songwriting. His music blends heartfelt lyrics, rich melodies, and an authentic connection to life's highs and lows. He is currently nominated for the 2026 ECMA Country Release of the Year for Jamie Fontaine.
The Sydney Sunrise Rotary Club is making a difference here at home and around the globe. As part of Rotary International, the club responds when the need is greatest, like helping farmers start again after a devastating hurricane in Jamaica. And Rotary International has been instrumental in the eradication of polio worldwide. We also work hard to help many others here at home, focusing on young people, mental health, and ending food insecurity, among others. Come join us. We meet every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at the NSCC Waterfront Campus, Building B, 5th Floor Boardroom.
Whoa, Dad, you've been driving around like this? You can barely see anything. When was the last time you changed your wipers?
Well, never, I guess.
You need to get a speedy glass as soon as possible and get some new ones.
Okay, except I don't actually know how to put them on.
Why do you think I'm sending you to Speedy?
Trust the experts. Get free installation with any set of windshield wipers at Speedy Glass on Welton Street.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
As realtors, we don't just help people find homes, we help them find their place in thriving communities. Call me at 902-564-4447. And remember, if my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
Join us for 3 hours of relaxation every Sunday morning here on the Coast 89.7 with Sunday Brunch, 9 a.m. till 12 noon. Each week we serve up a delightful mix of music and melodies that make the perfect leisurely start to your day. Tune in, relax, and unwind with our light and easy playlist, the perfect addition to your Sunday morning rituals. Also stay informed with live local news and our community event updates. Sunday Brunch, here and only here on the Coast 89.7, presented by C&D Medical, Sampson Street, Glace Bay, where your health is their primary concern.
Congratulations to my dad on your 50 years in radio, and I'm proud of you for following your passion that you wanted to do since you were a kid. I'm proud of you for how hard you've worked over the years and for all of your accomplishments, and also just proud of you for being a good, kind, loving person. We're all lucky to have you, so thank you.
Oh, my lady, I'm alone, yet feel your presence in the night. Oh, my lady, through the storm I felt your fire, saw your light. Oh, my lady, I said, lady, I can feel that soon my lady will be free. And ain't it like walking out after the pouring rain to meet the morning train? passion and for play. Oh, my lady, well, a darker night will dawn a brighter day. Oh, my lady, I said, lady, I can feel that soon my lady will be free. And ain't it like walking out after the pouring rain to meet the morning train? And life being what it is, she'll be round in time. And time changing like it does, oh, won't change my mind about my lady so real. I said, my lady, make you feel. And ain't it like walking out into the pouring rain to meet the morning train?
This Coast Weather Update presented by Ideal Towing and Recovery. Need a tow? Call Ideal Towing at 919-9999. Ideal Towing and Recovery, with both tow truck and flatbed services available. When it's your choice, call Ideal Towing, 919-9999. At your service 24 hours a day.
And a great afternoon. Lots of sunshine, chance of showers, but high today of near 11, clear tonight, with a low near 4, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow on Thursday, 15 degrees tomorrow, cooler along the coast. Periods of rain now for Friday and a high of 8. Into the weekend, Saturday, periods of rain and 13, a mix of sun and cloud. Sunday, chance of a shower and 20 degrees. Here at the coast, it's 8 degrees at the moment. Turned out to be a great afternoon. We're going to open things up also to anyone who likes to come in. We've got lots of food and that to pass out to everybody, lots of coffee and tea and cake. Thanks to our friends at Blair Slate. Thanks for that. And we're going to be here till about 4 this afternoon. So between 1 and 4, we kind of open the doors here for this open house. And I was the one that said to Bill McNeil, you know, listen, I don't want any fanfare with this. I want to do a 4-hour show and just, you know, keep it low key. And then, of course, something...
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I went off the rails. And Bill Bradley got behind some stuff and Steve Gillespie. And next thing you know, it's like... Phew. This big, big, big event. But, you know, I appreciate it. I know it's a lot of work. One of the other things that has happened in my life, I had the chance to ride an elephant in the circus. Circus Vargas came to town in the late 70s, and they had a circus parade down Charlotte Street. So I was on the elephant, which is pretty exciting. And then that night, I was at the circus. Now, if you know where the Prince Street Plaza is, at one time, it used to be a ball field. Yeah, not that long ago, actually. And they used to have the circus set up there. So I was riding the elephant in the circus that night at the grand parade of the opening of Circus Vargas. You know, some of the honors that you get to do over the years. Here's another great clip, and this is Backman Turner. That one of the best shows I've seen at Member 2 Trading Convention Center many, many years ago. Backman Turner came to town, Randy Backman, and Burton Cummings, Backman Turner, Fred Turner, who I happened to interview one time on the Oldies Hour. And this is the, no, I'm sorry, we're not doing that clip. We're doing the Minglewood clip. That's right. Sorry. We're doing Minglewood, the Irish Rovers, and Great Big Sea from many years ago. Here we go.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
Max 98.3 FM presents
Come Party with the Legends, Matt Minglewood Band, and special guest, the Sam Moon Band. New Year's Eve at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center.
Yes, Matt Minglewood is back New Year's Eve at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center. Reserve cabaret seats, $40. Doors open at 8:30, dancing 9 till 2.
Plus, special guest, Sam Moon Band. Tickets on sale at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center box office or call 539-2300.
Don't miss Sam Moon, Matt Minglewood, together New Year's Eve.
It's the Irish Rovers in concert. Come in, we'll do the best we can. Ireland's ambassadors of good times are coming to Cape Breton. The Legends, the Irish Rovers in concert, Friday, October the 11th at the Savoy. Tickets on sale now, 842-1577, online, tickets.capebreton.ca.
Don't you forget my unicorn.
Don't miss the Irish Rovers in concert live at the Savoy Theater, October the 11th, presented by the Cape 94.9.
On tour across North America, now returning to the Maritimes, the hard and the easy tour. This is Great Big Sea.
Songs from the hard and easy CD and the fan favorites.
Saturday, March 25th. Doors open at 7, concert at 8. Reserve seating at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center.
One big party.
Tickets on sale at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center or charged by phone 539-2300.
Great Big Sea.
Saturday, March 25th at 8. Presented by 94.9 The Cape.
Paint days start tomorrow at your local home hardware and home building center. Save up to 40% off Beauty Tone paint and stains, 7 days only. Save 40% off Canadian-made Beauty Tone Pure interior paint. Beauty Tone Pure is a paint and a high-hide primer in one. Paint days start tomorrow. Save up to 40% at Woodland Building Center in Glace Bay, McCrae's Home Hardware in North Sydney, Gillis Home Building Center, Sydney River, Wilson's Home Hardware in Sydney, and Waterford Home Building Center, New Waterford.
Tamron Optical, Cape Breton's oldest trusted optical center, has the very latest in technology available right here on the island. And with two convenient locations, 219 Commercial Street, Glace Bay, and 1102 Kings Road in Sydney River, their staff is ready and able to provide you with world-class eye health services. Don't neglect your eyes. Regular eye exams are important, especially as you age. And if you've been thinking about prescription sunglasses, you are definitely going to want to browse a selection of designer frames that they have available. Stop by today and find out what they can do to help you. Tamron Optical. They put your vision and well-being first.
Winter may be winding down, but with fuel prices uncertain, topping up now just makes sense. McLeod's Fuels is here to help, and their Buy More, Save More promotion means there's never been a better time to call. Reach their team today at 902-862-2721. McLeod's Fuels, simply the best. Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
Call me at 902-564-4447. If my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
Every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m., enjoy the best in Celtic folk and Cape Breton traditional and bluegrass music on Cape Breton's longest-running Celtic show. From Cape Breton to Ireland, the absolute best in Celtic music is on the Coast 89.7, presented exclusively by Merritt Muffler, Beach Street, Sydney, on Celtic Serenade with me, Donnie Campbell, on the Coast 89.7.
Hey, Dad, it's your son, Justin. Congratulations to my father, Phil Thompson, of 50 years in broadcasting. That's longer than I've been alive. Incredible accomplishments on air, but also within the community. To name a few, you were on the Tim's Tour. You were live on location on remotes all over the island, from Cape Smoky to Ben Yon. You emceed countless events across Center 200, the Savoy Theater, and all the outdoor shows. You played dances, wedding receptions, and anniversaries in every venue we've got, from the smallest fire hall to the Trade and Convention Center. People my age still talk about the Top 9 at 9. You've had your involvement in the Rotary Club and bringing events like the Ribfest to town, and of course, your work with Christmas Daddies. Great career, greater man. You the man, Dad.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain now.
Coast 89.7, Fire and Rain, James Taylor, leaving some of the best songs. I picked all the music today, so... But I do have my favorite song of all time coming up here in just a few minutes. You'll have to stay around for that. People have asked me, have you ever been nervous or upset on the air? And I did get a little upset the morning that John Morris Rankin passed away. I was on the air. It was a Sunday morning. And getting that word, and it really threw me that morning because I thought, wow, the Rankin family were huge. I mean, the 1990s. And... It was really hard to read all that material about John Morris, but I know the audience needed that update on the news, and it was really, really tough to do. Miss Teen Cape Breton, I never talked about that, but we had over 10 years of doing Miss Teen Cape Breton, which sold out every year, all the high schools, which was a great part of my past, too, because I was involved in producing that show, along with Gene Gillis and a few others at CJCB, so... But I want to thank Coast Radio again, Bill McNeil. Thanks for the opportunity for doing this for the last few hours. Mayor Cecil Clark for coming in, giving me the key to the city, which I hope it's like a bank vault or something that I could crack into. The Premier of the province, Tim Houston, took a few minutes to call me as well, which I certainly, that was totally incredible. But also hearing from Justin and Lindsay, my kids, which was super nice to hear. To my wife, Pam, I know she'll be here a little bit later. Thank you for everything, for the support. And again, to Coastal Radio, Bill McNeil, and also to Bill Bradley, who did so much work behind the scenes on putting this together. I'm going to kill him, but he's such a great guy and a good worker. Steve Gillespie, also contributors Ian Smith, who helped me with some of the vintage stuff that we heard, the audio, and also Bill Wiggins as well. And to everybody that heard me on the air over the years, I hope I have become... a friend to you in some way. Maybe I don't know you, but maybe I hope that is the friendship continues. So thanks again for everything today.
remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
For over a decade, they were Canada's powerhouse of rock with a driving force of road-ready rock and roll to the world. Bachman Turner, Forged in Rock Tour. Bachman Turner, their business is rock and roll, and they're all business. Taking care of business. 98.3 Max FM and Molson Canadian present. Taking care of business. Bachman Turner. The music is legendary. Randy Bachman, Fred Turner, with a full concert band.
Monday, September 12th, 8 p.m. at the Member 2 Training Convention Center.
Tickets on sale now at the box office. Call 539-2300.
Reserve theater seating on sale now.
On tour after more than 20 years.
Bachman Turner.
The musicians of the heart and soul, the Bachman Turner Overdrive. All the mega hits from over two decades of music. Would you let it ride? Bachman Turner, Forged in Rock Tour. Monday, September 12th, Member 2 Training Convention Center.
Shopping for a new ride? Then choose Mazda. You would be choosing the most awarded brand in Canada ever. You'd also be choosing Consumer Reports' safest brand for 2026. And the only brand confident enough to back its vehicles with a 5-year unlimited kilometer warranty so you can drive as much or as far as you want. We've got you covered. For May, enjoy unlimited kilometer warranty, financing from 0.99%, plus event cash up to $5,000. Discover the more to Mazda 3, the sporty compact CX-30, the redesigned midsize CX-5, or the full-size CX-70 and the 7-passenger CX-90. Test drive yours today, only at Sydney Mazda.
Don't miss Rona Week, where homeowners can't contain their joy for discounts.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Phil, relax. Rona's just 3 minutes away.
Head to Rona for Rona Week's amazing deals from May 7th to May 20th. Build it right. Build it Rona.
Are you thinking about selling your home this year? I'm Valerie Sampson from RE/MAX Park Place. Selling your home is a lot of work and can be stressful. That's why RE/MAX Park Place is here to help. Whether your family is growing and you need more space, or you're in retirement mode and scaling down, RE/MAX Park Place will guide you through every step of the listing and selling process to get you the best price. For a free home assessment, call RE/MAX Park Place, 902-567-9880. RE/MAX, hometown experts with a world of experience.
Play Coast 89.7 Community Radio Bingo Sundays at 3 p.m. Each week there's 10 games to be played, including six $100 games, three $200 games, a weekly jackpot game, and the lucky number jar. Get your Coast 89.7 Radio Bingo cards at
Pier Street Dairy, 83 Pier Street, North Sydney. Brewers Convenience, 260 Commercial Street, North Sydney. And Brodeur Convenience, 104 Brodeur, Florence.
And welcome our newest card outlet, the OC Emporium, 45808 Cabot Trail, Indian Brook.
Radio Bingo, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Coast 89.7.
Hi, Phil. It's Robert Berry. And I want to wish you the absolute best on your 50th anniversary in radio. You were one of the first announcers I ever saw on a live broadcast back in 76 when it all began. I was just a kid then, so you can imagine how happy I was to get to work with you for over 10 years. Sincerely, all the best, my friend, as you continue following your passion for radio.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. So easy living here with you. You were like